Obviously. Chick couldn't crawl into a rental tux and sip his chocolate milk from highball glasses in the mirror-ceilinged casinos of the planet. This, like pocket-picking, was supposed to be done long distance. I don't know the procedure. Papa wasn't secretive about it. He just never went into detail. Papa had a tiny lapel microphone hooked to a transmitter, and Chick had a receiver so Papa could give him instructions. Practice time for Chick and Papa was early, just after breakfast, which cut into my voice lesson, or eliminated it. I had a tape recorder to use when Papa couldn't make it, but I knew the tapes were piling up in a cigar box in his desk, and Papa never got around to listening to them. Chick knew I was upset and that Artie was thoroughly pissed, but he couldn't help being happy at all the time Papa spent with him, and he did his best to make it up to us. He discovered a new way to clean Artie's tank. Instead of watching a pair of brushes and a sterilizer hose go over the drained tank, Chick stood in front of the full tank and took out every cell, probably every molecule, that wasn't supposed to be there. The green on the glass disappeared in broad, straight swaths like wheat in front of a mower. When Chick was finished, the tank was so clean it was almost invisible. A round, greenish cloud hung above it. Chick blinked at the cloud, and it sailed dreamily across the stage toward the open door of the toilet. There was a faint splash, and then the toilet flushed.